Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. In The Soul of Shame, Retelling the Stories We Believe About Ourselves, Kurt Thompson, MD, dives deep into the complex emotion of shame and how it influences every aspect of our lives, particularly our personal stories and beliefs about ourselves. This insightful book traverses the landscapes of neuroscience, psychology, and theology to uncover the roots of shame and its manifestations in our daily lives. Thompson, with his profound expertise as a psychiatrist and his compassionate understanding of human nature, guides readers through a journey of understanding, healing, and transformation. By intertwining scientific knowledge with spiritual wisdom, The Soul of Shame not only diagnoses the problem, but also provides a hopeful path towards freedom and restoration. Through engaging narratives and practical applications, Thompson illuminates the path to overcoming the lies we believe about ourselves and rewriting our stories in the light of grace and truth. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, The Neuroscience of Shame. In The Soul of Shame, Kurt Thompson provides a fascinating exploration into the neuroscience underlying the emotion of shame. Thompson explains how shame is not just a psychological state, but also a physiological phenomenon that affects the brain's structure and function. He delves into how shame influences our neural pathways, impacting our thoughts, behaviors, and relationships. Thompson discusses the concept of neuroplasticity, which suggests that our brains are not fixed, but can change over time with intentional practice. This insight provides hope that, through understanding and applying specific principles, individuals can reshape their brains to overcome the negative impacts of shame. The discussion demystifies the science behind our emotions, emphasizing the importance of addressing shame at both psychological and neurological levels for holistic healing. Secondly, The Role of Shame in Relationships. Thompson delves deeply into how shame can infiltrate and damage personal relationships. He discusses the concept of shame spirals, where negative feelings about oneself lead to withdrawal or defensive behaviors that further alienate individuals from their loved ones. Shame can foster a cycle of miscommunication, misunderstanding, and hurt, distancing people from each other. Thompson emphasizes the importance of vulnerability and empathy in breaking these cycles. By fostering an environment where individuals feel safe to share their true selves, without fear of judgment, relationships can become sources of healing and strength. He offers practical advice for building emotional intimacy and trust, essential elements for relationships that are resilient to the corrosive effects of shame. Thirdly, shame and identity. One of the central themes of The Soul of Shame is the idea that shame is intimately connected with our sense of self and identity. Thompson illustrates how shame often springs from deep-seated beliefs that we are fundamentally flawed or unworthy of love and belonging. These beliefs can shape our identity, leading to a life lived in the shadows of unworthiness and fear of exposure. Through personal stories and clinical examples, Thompson shows how confronting these false narratives is crucial for healing. He encourages readers to embrace their inherent worth, recognize their value, and understand that their identity is not defined by their failures or the opinions of others. This shift in perspective is vital for moving from shame to a sense of belovedness and purpose. Fourthly, shame and spirituality. Thompson explores the profound connection between shame and spirituality, arguing that healing from shame is not just a psychological journey but also a spiritual one. He explores how various spiritual traditions address the issue of shame and offers insights from Christian theology that highlight the role of unconditional love and grace in overcoming shame. Thompson discusses the concept of being fully known and loved by a higher power as a powerful antidote to shame. This spiritual perspective encourages individuals to see themselves through a lens of compassion and grace, which can foster deep healing. The discussion invites readers to reflect on their own spiritual beliefs and how these beliefs can either contribute to or aid in the healing of shame. Lastly, practical steps for overcoming shame. In The Soul of Shame, Thompson not only diagnoses the problem, but also offers practical and actionable steps for individuals to overcome shame. He emphasizes the importance of mindfulness, vulnerability, community, and storytelling in the healing process. By being mindful, we become aware of shame's influence in our lives and can challenge its narratives. Vulnerability allows us to expose our shame to the light, where it loses much of its power. Building a supportive community provides a safe space for sharing and healing. Lastly, reauthoring our stories helps us to redefine our identity apart from shame. Thompson provides guidelines and exercises for each of these steps, making the process tangible and achievable. Through these practical tools, readers are empowered to break free from shame's grip and move towards a life of freedom, authenticity, and joy. In conclusion, Kurt Thompson's The Soul of Shame, Retelling the Stories We Believe About Ourselves, is a transformative work that speaks to anyone plagued by the shadows of shame. Through a blend of neuroscience, psychology, and spirituality, Thompson offers a holistic approach to understanding and overcoming shame. This book is particularly suited for readers seeking deep, lasting change and those interested in the intersections of psychology and faith. It provides not only a thorough understanding of shame, but also practical steps for healing. For those ready to challenge their narratives and embrace a life marked by grace and truth, The Soul of Shame offers a beacon of hope. The journey detailed within its pages is a powerful reminder that transformation is possible, and that everyone deserves to live a story defined not by shame, but by love and belonging. If you would like to support Kurt Thompson, MD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.